This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush donated funds to the Bush-Clinton Katrina Fund for use by the Houston Independent School District.
That's nice. I mean, it has to be expensive to absorb so many extra students among the hurricane evacuees.
Well, this donation helps more than just the students. Mrs. Bush stipulated that some undisclosed portion of the donation be used to buy educational software from a company, Ignite Learning, which happens to be owned by her son, Neil.
That might be a problem. Ethically speaking, it's a conflict of interest when you make decisions that should benefit the public, but instead benefit your own self-interest. Isn't this illegal?
There are laws that prohibit public agencies from awarding contracts to officials' family members, but this is a private donation, not a contract made with public funds.
Okay, earmarking the donation to benefit her son's business may not be illegal, but it's still ethically questionable.
Well, maybe Neil Bush's educational software is just what the school district needs. Maybe this is just one of those situations in which the action appears wrong, but really isn't.
But the school isn't voluntarily making this choice, Denny. The donor is. Let the school decide.
Being an educator myself, I know this also makes demands on instructors to learn how to use those tools. Now, that's great for Neil Bush's company, but helping your son's business is not the proper object of philanthropy.
So, philanthropy that supports your favorite cause is morally acceptable, but philanthropy that supports your favorite relative is not.
Right. Charity might begin at home, but public charity ought not find its way back there.
Your analysis? Gift it to us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.